And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from over at Mountainside Family Health Care's Urgent Care Clinic. Patrick Williams is the clinic's business manager, and Leah Rose is triage nurse. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to let the community know about the Urgent Care Clinic. So let's talk a bit about when it's open, and then let's talk about what exactly it is.
Sure. It's a new service that we're here to offer. It's been quick moving, but we want to get the word out because it's a good alternative to the emergency room when it's not quite an emergency. And like we've talked about earlier, on Saturdays we're open too, so it's a good thing to offer the community.
Okay, what are the hours?
7 a.m., so bright and early in the morning, 7 a.m. you can be seen till 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, and then 1, 2, 5 on Saturday.
So it's open. There are a lot of hours that it's open on Saturday. You can go there instead of the emergency room as well. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things have you seen coming into the urgent care clinic?
We've had broken wrists. Stitches in the hands.
Yeah, colds, sore throats, those things that you want to be seen quickly for that you might not be able to get into your primary care provider. So
mm-hmm. Urinary tract infections.
Yeah, a lot of little things, some procedures too. So we try to get people in quick and have that same day access. It's been really helpful.
So it is open while Mountainside Family Health Care's regular offerings are open as well. What's the difference?
So Mountainside, is urgent care is included in Mountainside, but we offer primary care physicians on top of the urgent care. So it's family practice and this quick same-day access. So we're all in the same building. We're kind of all the same team, but we all have different roles and responsibilities.
And with urgent care, do you recommend they see their primary provider afterwards when they're able?
If you need a follow-up.
Okay.
If you come in because your blood pressure medication is not working, the urgent care provider may tweak that, but then the expectation is that you follow up with your primary care provider 2 to 3 weeks out.
Okay.
Giving that medicine time to work.
Well, the urgent care clinic, something new.
Very new, in
Sitka. And why has Sitka Community Hospital Mountainside decided to open this?
So across the country, we're trying to increase same-day access for patients. We want them to be able to come in and see someone quick if they need to. And this is part of a new process for prevention and, trying to keep people out of the hospital. So we're trying to mold to that same process and, keep patients happy, keep patients with us at Sitka Community and keep them coming in the doors so we can access their healthcare needs at any time.
How long has it been open?
So, man, almost a year. We now have a full-time PA working urgent care on
PA
the week.
PA being?
Physician's assistant,
okay.
Using that medical terminology a little much. But physician's assistant full-time during the week, and then we have a nurse practitioner on Saturdays coming in. So we have a pretty good team. Really looking forward to seeing how much we can get people in when they need it.
Have you been seeing numbers rising?
Yes.
Very much so. Over the last 2 months especially, we've seen quite a bit of people come into the urgent care. Sometimes we can see up to 18 a day. And we want people to come in. We want them to feel like they have that piece of the healthcare that they need.
If you have a question, should you come into urgent care, just call the clinic. There's a nurse line. If you don't get that nurse right away, we'll call you back. Don't hesitate to leave a message. We'll call you back.
One of those situations where you're, say, a parent at home, and you're like, should I bring my kid in for this or not? You
right.
can call the nurse line.
Or if you have a question, am I doing everything I should be doing? Call mm-hmm. the clinic. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, I would definitely mm-hmm. want people to come in. That's our goal, keep people healthy and safe.
So we'll give the number for the clinic at the end of the interview. But can we have an update in general on Mountainside Family Healthcare? What's going on there?
So definitely a lot of growth at Mountainside. We're seeing new providers come in. Pretty soon we're going to have an internal medicine provider coming in on September the 1st. We're looking forward to having him there and seeing patients. We're really trying to offer full access care to the entire community. So whatever your needs might be, we can find a way to see you at Mountainside. We also have specialists continuing to come in to our specialty care clinic. So as we grow, we're looking for ideas and suggestions from the community to add new services and move forward. I think, though, over the past couple of months, we've really seen an improvement in numbers, and we're hoping to continue that pattern.
And the hospital has been going through quite a few changes recently. How does this fit into its vision for the future?
I think the vision for the hospital is just to better serve the community, and Mountainside is fitting that pattern by, just for one example, this urgent care, same-day access. It's key. I think as we grow and continue to fit the community's needs, we'll continue to add more services that you know the community wants and deserves.
So, Leah, you've been working in Sitka as a nurse for about 10 years. How do you see this urgent care clinic fitting into the healthcare landscape here?
I see it fitting in because a lot of us don't need a primary care provider. We may go to the doctor once a year, maybe for a sore throat, and we don't plan that sore throat. Like, did you plan to have a sore throat?
I didn't. Yeah, no. Definitely not.
So you wake up, your throat is sore, you've got a temperature, you have body aches, you want to be seen that day. You don't want to schedule a week out with your provider. You don't need a pelvic. You don't need that mole looked at. You just want to be seen today for that temperature and your sore throat. We can do that.
Definitely.
And that's kind of what we're kind of doing. We're getting people in that can be seen in a timely fashion. And then if they need follow-up, we can make that follow-up happen with a primary care provider if they have one, or we can establish care with one.
That brings up an interesting point. It might be a really good entryway to help people become dialed into regular preventative care and a primary care physician.
Yeah, we definitely want to keep people out of the hospital inpatient. And if that's being seen for your cold, that might grow into something more, or going to visit your primary care provider. No matter what kind of person you are, we can definitely fit your needs at Mountainside.
Yeah, it seems like this is really helpful for people, right? But then also it helps build relationships among the providers and over there and the community.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good service. I'm really looking forward to seeing it grow.
Well, let's have the hours again. So I think it's Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4, Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturday, 1 to 5.
That's correct.
Yeah. What's the number? How can people reach you?
So our number is 747-1722. And from there, you will reach a phone tree, and you'll have several couple options. One of those options being talk to the triage nurse here, Leah, and a reception to schedule an appointment. So really looking forward to people calling in, and you can also give suggestions and ideas for new services. So we're looking forward to having input.
Okay, great. We're just about out of time. Any closing thoughts, anything else you'd like to say?
If you have a question, call.
Yeah, that's the main thing, and we're looking forward to hearing from as many people as possible, and we're going to do everything we can to fit the community's needs.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Leah Rose, triage nurse at Mountainside Family Healthcare's Urgent Care Clinic, and Patrick Williams. He's the clinic's business manager.